Well, it's a charming little piece of music by the English composer Percy Grainger, born in Australia, but his career mostly in Britain, some in the United States. Blythe Bells, the title, leads us into some very special guests. A conversation today with David Adair, who is the business manager of the Georgian Bay Symphony, and Nancy McDonald, president of the board of directors. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Owen Sound is where you're located, but you really serve the entire southern Georgian Bay community.
Yes, pretty much all of Graham Bruce and many of our musicians come from the Graham Bruce area as well.
And into Simcoe County
and
as
into
well.
Simcoe Town, yes.
Now, a little bit of the history of the Georgian Bay Symphony. It goes back as far as the 1970s.
Yeah, in 1972, a group of local musicians got together and competed in the Kiwanis Festival. And at that time, one of the adjudicators asked them if they would like to form an orchestra. And the following year, they had their first concert, and we've been going ever since and growing ever since.
Yeah, now up to, what, about 50 musicians plus a professional core. Explain, Nancy, if you can, a community orchestra. It's not all pros, but there is that core.
Most of our orchestra members come from our community and the surrounding areas, but we do have principal imports that come from as far as Toronto, Kitchener, London. We also have guest artists for every concert, and we have our conductor who is living in Toronto right now.
That's Francis Coe, and he's got quite a reputation, has been your conductor since 2015. Tell us a bit more about his background.
Well, Francois is originally from Korea, but he's come over to Canada, and he's done a lot of conducting in the Vancouver area as well as in Montreal. He also was at Peterborough. Right now he's at the University of Toronto working on his PhD. And this is his third year as our conductor.
Now, what kind of an active schedule do you have? How many concerts in a year, David?
We do 5 concerts in the year. We kind of follow the school year because we perform in at Eastridge School in Owen Sound. So we start in September with rehearsals. We have our first concert in October, and then we run through till May.
And you have been successful enough that last fall you were given a very special award. Tell me about that.
So it was the, it's a provincial award, and it's not an award you can apply for. It's an award that a group of adjudicators at the Ontario Arts Council every 2 years get together and look at all the orchestras who have submitted grant applications that year. And they kind of review the last couple of years, and then they set an award. So we won it this year. The previous recipient 2 years ago was Toffle Music.
So it's sometimes bigger orchestras, sometimes fully professionals, but it's certainly a great help for you
so
to do your work.
We're in good company.
And you give out things, too. You help the local community, and particularly young musicians.
We do. We have a mentorship program for the youth orchestra in Owen Sound, where we send our orchestra members to help out the kids who are learning and performing in the youth orchestra, which is run by Deanne Hallman, as well as others. And we also have some grants available for kids who are starting to play an orchestral instrument but might not be able to afford all the private lessons.
Yeah, there are some costs involved. Let's talk about the next concert, and it's coming up quickly, Saturday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you've got a program that includes some Mendelssohn, some Schubert, and some Bach. Now, Francois would be the man who put this all together, but tell us just a little bit about what people will enjoy when they attend.
Well, it's in the afternoon, so we try not to make it too heavy, but we'll be doing Schubert's Symphony No. 8, his unfinished symphony. We're doing some pieces by Grieg, including Morning Mood, which is probably one of the most recognizable pieces of classical music.
And I can tell you, it's one of the most requested pieces on this radio station. Yeah.
Well, that's what we'll be doing. We'll be doing that. We have two of our own violinists will be doing the double concerto for violin by Johann Sebastian Bach. It is considered one of the most beautiful of the Baroque concertos. So we'll be doing that. then Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, and we'll be ending off with the War March of the Priests by Mendelssohn.
And again, this is on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, in the location again?
It's East Ridge Community School in Owen Sound. It's on 8th Street by the hospital.
And is there a website that people can go to for more information?
Yes, georgianbaysymphony.ca.
That's pretty easy to remember. www.georgianbaysymphony.ca. Looking ahead beyond that, you've got a March concert called Bravo Beethoven. I'm going to ask you to come back a little closer to that date, and you can tell us more about that. And there's one of the things that you need to do, of course, is to raise a little money.
That's
and
true.
The 19th annual Vintner's Dinner and Wine Auction is coming up in April. Just a little bit about that, and then we'll cover that again next time.
Well, we're really excited about this year's event because we'll be having it for the first time at the new pavilion at the Cobble Beach Resort on Georgian Bay. That's on April 21st, and we will have Stephen Blender, an Ontario wine expert there. Our two wineries are Peninsula Ridge Estate and Peller Estate. As well as the Vintner's Dinner, we'll have an auction of rare and hard-to-find wines. So it's a fun evening to come and bid or even to watch the bidding, as well as we have a silent auction.
And all of the proceeds go to support what the Georgian Bay Symphony is doing.
That's right.
My thanks to Nancy McDonald, Board of Directors President, and David Adair, Business Manager for the Georgian Bay Symphony. And a reminder again, Baroque to Romantic is the title of the concert coming up this Saturday afternoon at 3. And for more information, you can go to georgianbaysymphony.ca. We have a little preview of the symphony with that Bach double concerto for you now. Thanks for your visit.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.